Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
School admission rules, which discriminate in favour of past pupils, children risk locking generations of vulnerable young people into a cycle of disadvantage. That's according to the Ombudsman for Children. He warned this last year. Under the existing school admission rules, schools are permitted to allocate, as they do, 25% of the places at the school for children or grandchildren of past pupils if they are oversubscribed. Now, the Labour TD, Eoghan O'Riordan, has said today that this policy must end, as it's elitism. And getting into the local school shouldn't depend on whether your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your grandparent was in that local school or was a past pupil. He said it's unfair on those who don't have siblings, for example. And many people also believe it's unfair on young families who move into an area, might only have one child. They've moved into an area new, maybe a couple of years into a nice new house, and they can't get their child into the local school. Well, they won't get priority because their child doesn't have a brother or a sister or a mother or a father that went to the school, or even a grandparent that went to the school. The argument for the policy is that if you have three children, it's very convenient that they all go to the same school because it reduces the drop-offs for parents. It's very difficult for a parent if they have three children and they're all in different schools because you couldn't get into the same school. That would be difficult. And also, it favours the community because it keeps it within the community. It keeps the outsiders out, if you know what I mean, because essentially you are giving priority to people who live in the area and have had children going to that school in the past. And if you've got more than one child in the school, you've got an older sibling, can look after a younger sibling when they start in the school and can help them and walk to school with them and all those other things. So there is advantages and there's disadvantages to it. The disadvantage is you are discriminating against people who may not have other children or may not have gone to that school or may have only moved into the area. So the question I'm asking is, do you think this priority for people who have siblings already or past pupils in a school should exist, this 25% of places, which is still a lottery, by the way, because even though you may have a pupil or a brother or sister in the school, that doesn't guarantee you the place. Depends on how many places are available in the school. Let me know what you think. Should this policy, the sibling policy, let's just call it for the argument's sake, should it be abolished from schools altogether, whereby it's just a free-for-all? Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter whether you've had a brother or sister in the school, everybody is in a lottery. Should it be the same for everybody? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Now, Jay, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jay?
How are you doing? Good afternoon.
Jay, I mean, this policy has existed since I went to school. If you had a brother or a sister, you always got priority. There's 25%, a quarter of the places are set aside for those who might already have a sibling in the school. Is that a bad idea?
No, Niall, it makes common sense. I mean, how are you going to get three kids into three different schools by 9 o'clock? You can't split yourself in three.
Mm.
Okay, so if your children go to a school and your next child is due to go to school, if they're in the catchment area, it's the local school for the local area, that just makes common sense.
The argument against it is if you don't have three kids, and let's say you're a newly married couple, you've just bought a house in area, you've only got one kid, well, then you're at a disadvantage.
Sorry, but, you know, that's just life. Not everybody can have everything they want. But I mean, if you've just one child, it's easier for you to get that one child to a different school than it would be for a mother or a father to try and get one child to that school, one child across town to that school, and one child to another. No, that just does not work. And I mean, if you've only one child already, but not, I mean, it would come across, but tough. It'd be easier for you to get your child to a different school than, as I said, a parent to split herself in three.
It's been described today by Eoghan O'Riordan as elitism. In other words, that if you had a parent who went, say it's a nice school, you know, in the area, one of the better schools in the area, and you had a dad that went to it or a sibling that went to it, well, then, of course, you obviously have money because it's a good school and it might, you know, be a fee-paying school. Well, then you have a better opportunity of getting your child in there. So there's a level of elitism about it.
But that's the rich. They've always had a level of elitism to themselves. I'm not talking about them. They don't live in our world. I'm talking about people that live in proper housing estates, proper jobs, bring their kids to their schools, not these private gobshites. And as for that, a rave on seller.
Okay. He's not on the air. Whatever you think of him, just keep to yourself for the moment. You don't agree with him. It's just good enough just to say you don't agree with him, right? Okay.
Well, I don't. As I said, I don't agree with him. I don't listen to the likes of them. They're elitists themselves.
Okay. Okay, so, well, politicians, by the very nature of the politicians, earn a lot more money than probably you and I do. But in saying that, is it unfair? Because I know there's parents all over the country listening who have maybe one child. Maybe they've chosen only to have one child. And they're saying, well, I'm at a disadvantage now because you're way ahead of me when it comes to that lottery system because you've already got a son in that school.
Yeah, okay. And life isn't always fair now. You know, that life isn't always fair. So what would be rad? I just, so don't say anything to work. Sorry, you have to split yourself in two and bring one child to that and one child to that. So this one that only has one child doesn't get upset. No.
I mean, we got rid of the other barrier there going back about 2 years ago, which was your child had to be baptised, which gave you an advantage as well. That barrier was taken away. And I think it's they're kind of trying to take all these barriers away for people getting their kids into a local school.
As I said, Niall, I mean, it doesn't make sense that you're sending one parent with a couple of kids to three different schools. I'm sorry.
Well, stay there for a second because, Tracy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Tracy?
Hey, you know.
Hey, you disagree with the policy.
Yeah, I do. And it's easier for him to say, it makes sense and whatever. But when you're from a local area and your child is, I hope he never falls in the category, but my child has autism, yeah? He's 14. He was going to first year. I registered him in all the local schools around the area. Now, one in particular is right across the road, a walk across the road. And my son has problems with timekeeping when it comes to buses. So I would have rather him go walk across the road into the local school rather than having to wait on the local transport, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he did not get into that school. Why? Because he's no siblings in that school.
Yeah. That's the problem, isn't it? For a lot of people like you.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a sibling in the school, you don't have the option to get into the school.
Yeah.
But do you understand what Jay is saying as well? That, you know, if you've got three kids, and that was the case, say, for me, for example, I had three children who all went to the same secondary school and all probably got priority because their sibling was in the school since the first one was there. It meant an easy drop-off because you're dropping all three to the same place.
Yeah, that's... Why should there be one rule for one and one for different for the other?
Well, it's not. It's just one rule. It just happens to affect people differently, depending on your circumstance.
Yeah, well, I think, like, if they did abolish it, well, then your man there would feel the pain then, or the circumstances of having to send the child to a different school, wouldn't he?
Yeah, if they didn't abolish it, you'd feel the pain, Jay.
So, sorry, Niall, just because her life is upset, she wants my life upset. I'm sorry your child can't go to the local school, but that's not my problem.
I didn't say it was your problem.
Yeah, but you listen to what you just said. Listen to what you just said. You want me to feel your pain just because the system isn't working for you. Well, I'm sorry, no.
But I'm sorry, no.
I took the chance when I was putting my first child into that school. I mean, I had no rights to the school. I went down and put my name on it like everybody else. Guess what? My child got a spot. Then my next child got a spot. And now, please God, my third child will get a spot. That's just life.
But you're just saying that you're contradicting yourself, so you're just saying the same.
I'm not. My child got in on luck, and now my next child got in. That makes sense. So if you had two children then, what would you be saying? Would you be saying the same? No, you wouldn't. You'd be saying it makes more sense for me to drop me two little children off to the one building. That just makes common sense.
She wants you to give your mouth a break, Jay, just for a minute.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, give your mouth a break and let me speak.
Okay, sorry, Tracy, go ahead.
I'm not saying not let siblings into the school. I'm just saying it's a rule that they should abolish, okay? Right, fair enough, if you have siblings in the school, they should be able to go. But other people, for has one kid or whatever, should be allowed to be able to still be entitled to go to the school.
But the argument he's making is, with his first child, he had to do exactly the same as you.
Well, too, but he outgrown that.
No, but I'm just saying, when he did it with his first child, he felt your pain. He had to do the same thing. He had to hope that his child got that place through the standard lottery system because he didn't have the advantage of a sibling because that was his first child in there. Now he has that advantage with the other two. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And?
No, I mean, he
why can't I have that advantage with my one child?
But you can. It's a lottery. I got a place on my first child. We had the same lottery. If we hadn't got that place, we would have had to go to a different village. And where I live, there's no public transport. So I put my name down the same way you did, crossed my fingers, we got the phone call, yeah, there's a spot there for your son. Lovely. When the next child came along, we done the exact same thing, put our name down, and yeah, there's a spot for your child. That was it.
But you would have got on your second and third child, you would have got priority.
Hopefully. We don't know the priority list.
Well, you do. There is a priority list.
And we did. And that's just the way it was. But I'm not on saying, no, somebody else should feel my pain. No, that's just life.
I'm not asking anybody to feel my pain.
You just did.
No, I'm not asking anybody to feel my pain.
You
that's
did.
Just my
you came on and said
it's
I should feel
opinion.
Your pain.
It's my opinion.
Hmm. And my
it's
opinion
not pain.
Is tough.
It's not a pain, love. My child got a place in school, so it's all right. It was just that, you know, he didn't like, he has autism and he didn't like bus transport. So,
I'm
yeah.
sorry, but we all have problems.
Yeah, well...
Are you a little bit of empathy there, Jay?
Maybe
a little bit of understanding. When you got a child with autism, you know, that obviously has a problem with timekeeping and you don't know the different issues that children have when they have autism, it can be very difficult, Jay.
Well, let's hope he never has to be in them circumstances.
You know, I suppose, I'm just saying a little bit of understanding, Jay.
Bit of understanding what? She wants me to feel pain because her child didn't get into the local school. I'm sorry, I don't. Okay, I have my own problems.
And in fairness to both of you, there should be enough places for every child to get into whatever school is necessary. Well, I think you did, actually, at one point, Tracy. You did say that then he would understand my pain.
My opinion. They should abolish it.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second. I want to go to Angie. Angie, you're in Ireland's Classic It's Radio. How are you doing, Angie?
Hi, I didn't realise it was going to get so heated. Neither did I. I can empathise with both sides. I mean, right, I lived in England, so it's different. I had one child going to the local Catholic school, which I went to, all Catholic schools myself. And then I had my second child, and they said if you didn't go to Mass every Sunday, your child couldn't attend, or you had to get a letter from the priest. So I got the letter from the priest, and he was lovely. And then I got a letter saying he'd been rejected because the priest wouldn't confirm my reasons for not attending Mass, which was I worked... Weekend.
Because you wouldn't go to Mass, the child doesn't get a place in the school.
Yeah, but I worked weekends. Oh, God. I explained this to him. I worked in a residential unit and I had to work weekends. So there was a valid reason. So I took my cross. I went down to the priest. I threw it at him and told him what I thought of him. I went to the school. I said to the school, so you're refusing my second child. I'm going to the papers. And he had autism. So I didn't know, was it a bit of both? And they said, oh, no, don't make a fuss. Don't make a fuss. We'll make a space. And I said, well, basically, you can shove it where the sun don't shine. And I took them both out and put them into a non-Catholic school.
Okay.
Never went near one since.
Well, they had that barrier here going back up to about 2 years ago, that if your child was baptised, you had a better chance of getting your child into the local school, right?
Oh, no,
because all the schools are Catholic.
Both of my children.
Yeah, well, that's gone now. They got rid of that. Well, it's meant to be gone. They got rid of it 2 years ago. So this other barrier now is that if you only have one child, it's a bit more difficult to get in. But because if you have two children, one is already in the school, you have a better chance. Is that fair?
No, I get that. But as your man said, I recently moved to the area when my first daughter went there, and it was the only Catholic school in my catchment area. And you have to live in the catchment area. Your postcode has to be the one for the school. So if she hadn't got in that, I'd have had to move if I wanted to go to a Catholic school.
Mm. Well, I suppose from a Catholic point of view, you're quite lucky in Ireland because most of the schools are Catholic.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. But also, they were considered the best schools,
oh, well,
best
yeah,
education.
They are. Particularly in the UK, I know that's
ago,
a thing, yeah.
Like 30 years ago, I'm going back now, you know.
But do you think that Jay is right in what he's saying? That, you know, for example, for a parent who has three kids and lives in an area, isn't it better to get them all into the same school? They should have priority because they have to drop them all off together. Imagine if they couldn't get them into the same school. They're doing like multiple drop-offs if they're going to work before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, I totally understand that. And they get different holidays, different inset days, different...
Yep.
There's no way you could juggle childcare and have kids going to different schools. But I also do appreciate that woman, and especially as her child has autism, because I think there's a bit of some schools kind of seem to have like a disability quota and they won't go above it, you know, and you feel they won't say that, but you feel,
yeah,
is it that as well, you know?
I mean, Tracy, I see from that point of view, I do understand, and even Angie understands it in relation to what Jay is saying about that second and third child. You know, the children have the same school holidays, they have the same days off, the same teacher training days off. If you've got three kids and they're all in different schools because you don't get that priority, it makes it really difficult. I know you only have the one that needs to get to that school. But if you could put yourself in Jay's shoes, if that's even possible, for the moment, and understand what it would be like to have three kids, you know, and you're juggling that.
I'm not saying my thing. Like, I'm just saying my opinion is they should, like, abolish the bill. That's all I'm saying. Because, like, my son, like, he would have been an autism unit / mainstream.
Mm.
Right? and it was local over there. So that way, he would have been in his local area.
Do you have other children, by the way?
I have another son, but he's older. He's 28.
Okay, but let's just say you had another younger one. And let's say you had another baby. You would like that child then to go to the school that your son is currently in, because you'd like to be able to, you know, get them to the same school every day, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, if you got priority then for your other son, because your existing son who has the autism is in that school, would that not be a good thing?
Well, what if it, like, my opinion is, like, what if that rule, right, what if he couldn't have gotten into any school because
Well, that
of
shouldn't
that
be the case. Well, that shouldn't be the case anyway. That shouldn't
and
ever
I mean,
happen.
It's hard enough to get for parents with autistic kids to get their kids into school.
Yeah.
And to get them a place in school.
And is he happy in the school now, Tracy?
He loves it.
Good.
He loves where he's going now. Don't get me wrong.
And is it far from where you live?
Borderline autism with an intellectual disability, you know. And he's a fantastic kid, like. And it's about 15, 20 minutes away.
That's okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Like, it's just the timekeeping with him, you know, on the bus and the transport.
I understand.
It was just a pain in the ass, you know, that kind of way. Yeah. What I was saying.
And now Jay is giving you a pain in the ass as well today.
Yeah, I would have preferred if he had been allowed in that school across the road, because it would have been better for him.
Yeah, see, Jay, I do understand that.
Now, so do I, and for everything, I have a young child. My baby is autistic. Right, he's being tested at the moment, he's non-verbal, he's 3. So I'm going to go through all these things as well. But Niall, should they not have enough places for the amount of kids that are in the catchment area?
No.
Instead of letting them build
ideally houses... Ideally they should, but you're right, they do build houses,
Niall,
and the population increases.
Sorry, Niall, they are just thrown out planning permission for housing estates. You go down to Kildare there, Kilcock, right? They have built thousands of houses. Guess what? Not one extra school place.
No, I know.
You know, so they have to. There has to be some rules. Like, you can't have people just travelling all across Dublin. Right, we know that's a better school over there. Let's go over and register a child over there, and we'll bring them over there, because we know it's a better school. That's what you're going to have. You're going to have people who have cars that are up early in the morning bringing their school, their kids halfway across the country to the better schools. At least if the schools have what's called a catchment area, we know how many are living in the bloody area, we know how many kids are in the area, we know how many secondary school kids are going to be in the area.
Radio. Stay with Jay if you can. Let me go to Joe. Joe, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Niall? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Joe, in relation to what Jay says, you know, he understands that he's got a few kids. It's handy for him if they all go to the same school, because him or his missus or whoever's dropping off the kids, it makes one run, not 3-4 runs, or depending on what it is, many multi-schools they might have. So it's handy.
I think the problem here is, right, I think everybody should have the right to attend a school. It doesn't matter whether you're from such a place or what. I think that there's an awful lot of elitism going on in this, and not just in the schools, but in society in general, you know?
When you say everyone should have the right, so if I had a child tomorrow, should I have a right, if I lived in, say, Swords, to enlist my kid in a local school in Malahide?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Is that fair of the people in Malahide who might want a place there and want a school closer for their child?
Well, look, the way I look at it is, there's a school here near me here in the city here, just opposite Grattan Street here in the city, and there's people coming from all different walks of life. So I don't have children or anything, but I wouldn't see any problem with it. I think, look, a lot of the schools nowadays are pretty full, I presume. So yep. I think that if there's no room for them in one school, I think they should be entitled to go to other schools.
And I couldn't agree with you more. If there's no room for them in one school, yes.
Because I think that the problem is now we have too many in the schools. I think the schools are chock-a-block because we have a bigger population as well. And that is another scenario to the problem, like, you know?
Okay, but in relation to what Jay is saying, that, you know, it's... Like, for example, you want your kids to go to the same school because an older brother might look after a younger one or an older sibling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'd have no problem with that. You know, I understand where he's coming from. But, like, you know, I think that there's an awful lot of kind of, what would I say, it's kind of like an old tradition here in Ireland that if you go to the same school, such a brother goes to the same school. You know, it's kind of like, it's like in all walks of life, they kind of all want to stay in the same area. But, look, I think that kind of thing has changed a bit now, hasn't it? Kind of, you know... You have to kind of just move with the times, really.
Well, yes, I understand how things have to change and how society evolves, but I still don't see anything really relatively unfair about what Jay is saying.
Oh no, look, Jay, if the person here, I wouldn't have any problem with it.
Well, would you do have a problem with it? You said you should get rid of the rule.
Well, yeah. Well, I think they should, because the reason I think myself is that...
You think it's elitism?
I think there's elitism involved.
Okay, Jay, you're in the elite sector there. You're in elite.
I wish.
It's elitism.
Yeah. It's not just in schools, Niall. This has gone on over the years in all sorts of life, you know?
No, well, the rich will always... Sorry, no, what's that gentleman's name?
Joe.
Joe, the
rich will always look after themselves. They marry into themselves. They amalgamate their businesses. They amalgamate. They play golf together. They socialise together. The rich will never, ever socialise with the likes of me, you, and I'm sure we can drag Niall into this equation now. The working class.
I'm working class. I'm glad you brought me into that.
Yeah, but no, you know what I mean, Noel. They'll always look at.
I am working class, by the way. Don't you know? You're saying that quite cynically. I am. I'm not rich or elite.
I know you're not. You're not Joe Duffy, isn't that what you always tell us?
Good afternoon and welcome to the live line.
Ah, welcome. But no, Noel, they'll always scratch each other's back. They always have since day dot, okay? Look at the monarchy, right? They won't let you marry outside, right? Look at rich elite people. They club together, they go together, they stay together. You know, that's just the way it is. They'll never have the problems we have of trying to get our children into school, okay?
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Oh, somebody's not happy with Jay here. What a horrible monster James is. It's not James, it's Jay. James is. I have two autistic children and it's so difficult to get them into school to suit their special needs. How dare he speak to that lady like that? Shame on you, Jay. That comes in from Aisling in Limerick. There you go. I'll let you respond to that in a second, Jay. But first, let me just go to Valerie, if I can. Valerie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Valerie? Put you
I'm
in your place.
Man. How are you?
Jay was put in his place there, wasn't he? Yeah. Okay, so Valerie, somebody does mention here, by the way, the problem is that these are legacy elite schools which give equal priority to siblings and students who are already finished the school. In other words, there are schools that will still have that priority list, even though the older brother, is not even there anymore, or the grandparent, or the father. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't think that's right. But I don't think that any parent should have to travel 10 or 15 kilometres or whatever to get their children to school. They shouldn't have that stress and to get kids to school in the morning.
Yeah.
I think the problem is a development plan should be in place when anybody is putting in housing developments, and the developers, the owners should be on those to contribute financially to the school for expansion if it's required.
Well, now, I'm not disagreeing with you in theory, but if you were to start, putting the onus on developers to provide services locally, with the exception of water and electricity, then you're going to double the price of houses.
Well, no, not necessarily. That's just scamming people if that's the case. They shouldn't get planning permission. If you're putting 1,000 houses
but it's
in
not,
an area,
but it's not up to the developer, it's up to the council.
No, but it's the whole lot. They have to all
I don't agree with you. If I'm a developer and I'm building... Yes. 500 houses in an area and I apply for planning. Well, the planning authorities are well aware in advance that there's going to be 500 houses built and we're adding to the population.
In an area, Niall, if they haven't got the logistics there.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah. If there isn't a bus route, local shops and that, because not everybody drives, you have to be able to accommodate families living in areas.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you, but I still don't believe it's the responsibility of developers.
Well, I think the developers are making an awful lot of money on the back of a lot of people, Niall.
Well,
I don't see anything wrong with contributing to schools if they need to expand.
Okay, well, that's a whole other debate. And maybe we'll do that someday, Valerie, and I'm really interested in what you have to say in relation to that. But getting back to schools, and, Jay believes that if you've already got a kid in the school or been to the school, that you should have priority in that area because you might be bringing two or three kids to school. One kid can help the other or look after the other, etc. But I don't really believe this policy should be dropped. This 25% policy should be dropped because it's elitism.
I don't think it's elitism. I think it's elitism if your grandparent or your father...
Well, some of them do have that, yeah. Well, the idea of that, I suppose the idea of that is to keep it within the community, isn't it?
It's a bit of elitism there because they might have moved on or passed on or whatever, but still their, generations on have a right to get into that school. Where, people that have families that are in there currently, I think you have to put your name down. I'm in Limerick. As far as I know, you have to put your name down nearly when you have a baby now to get into the local schools.
Yeah.
And so you're putting it down a couple of years beforehand.
You'd nearly want to put the day before you conceive, you'd nearly want to put the child's name down.
Well, that's what I heard people are doing when they have babies. They're going to the local schools, putting their names down.
When they're pregnant,
Yeah, yeah. Now, my sons, we happen to be living near two very good schools, and it went by, if you had somebody in there, yes, you did already. If you had a sibling in there, you had kind of a right of entry that was taken
priority.
Into consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also had to live within the certain region without in X amount
Absolutely.
Of kilometres.
Mm.
But unfortunately, what was happening was, because it was such a good school and had such a good reputation, people were using relations' addresses, pretending they lived there, or they were moving there temporarily, renting places when places were more available for rent.
Right.
They were moving in there temporarily to have the local address
to get into
the schools
school.
Had to actually get a bill in their name.
Right.
From the previous 3 years.
Well, that would be easy. Yeah, it would be easy enough to do that. Yeah, that's.
People were going to scam the system.
Yeah. So okay, but the brother and sister thing, you think is okay?
I do think, of course. Yeah, I don't think any parent should have to be driving all over the country to drop three different kids to three different schools.
Yeah, see what I mean, Joe?
Yeah, but look,
very unreasonable.
Everybody to themselves, Niall, but you know.
See what I mean, Joe?
Did you just mention Aidan O'Riordan. I never thought I'd see the day I'd be agreeing with the Labour Party. But
Jane said to me this morning, "Well, I see will Aidan O'Riordan come on the show." I said, "Well, the last time he was on the show, he hung up on me, so I doubt it."
Yeah.
Anyway, Jay, do you want to respond very quickly to "You should be ashamed of yourself"?
For what?
For having a go at Tracy.
I didn't have a go at that lady. If I came across that way to that lady, I do apologise. But I didn't tell that lady to feel my pain.
Mm, she did say to feel
your pain. It's a bit of misanerism. I'm okay, so screw everyone else. It's just the way you came across. You know,
I didn't say that. I mean, unfortunately, that lady was coming across that way. She wants to get her child in and screw me.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, I had to go through that when I was getting my child into the school. I had to go through that. I had to wait and hope that God they got in. It just makes perfect sense.
Anyway, there should be enough places for people in
the school. There should be. Listen, we'll talk about that.
That's a whole other show.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.